Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We are going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and that's going to be on Friday, this coming Friday, Friday, June 20th. And I want to see you there 3 to 7 p.m., okay? So make sure you join us for that this coming Friday, 3 to 7, at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I heard Dom before. Scott Pressel was on with him, and he'll be at Mulligan's Shore Bar beforehand. So, you know, stop by there and then come over and see us. So it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll have a great time. Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll definitely have a great day. So where do we stand with everything? Well, there's this divide that's happening right now among people who are saying the United States of America should stay completely out of this, and those that are saying that President Trump has always said it's a priority that he would make sure that Iran never gets a bomb. So today the White House put out a series of flashbacks of the president saying it is his priority that Iran never gets a bomb. In the meantime, you've got this battle going on inside MAGA between people like Mark Levin and Tucker Carlson, and the whole thing's a freaking mess right now. It really is. It's a freaking mess. But luckily, the Democrat opposition is so terrible that they just have to keep getting arrested for relevancy and recognition. And that's the thing. You heard in the news this guy in New York who's running for mayor. Nobody heard of the guy until now. Now he's making national news because he got arrested while he was at these ICE deportation hearings. And that's what these guys want. I've been telling you this. This is great PR for them. It's great publicity. They're not going to go to jail. The charges will probably be dropped. Maybe they'll pay a fine. Maybe they'll do community service. Maybe nothing. But either way, they get the grandstand like Alex Padilla. And we'll play that clip for you in just a few minutes. Like Alex Padilla on the floor of the Senate just a few moments ago. Grandstanding about how this can happen to me. This can happen to anyone. Dude, what? You're a United States senator. You're saying this from the U.S. Senate. If that can happen to you, meaning that you can be a senator, then I guess it could happen to anyone because you're not particularly bright, except you are bright enough to use the publicity that this gives you. And now all these other Democrats want to follow in the footsteps of this, like the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, who wishes they'd not drop the charges against him and wishes he'd got arrested again. Maybe he'd be the Democrat nominee for governor right now. That Democrat congresswoman from New Jersey, who you never heard of. And now, of course, is the she's facing charges, and those charges will probably be ultimately, you know, I mean, I don't know if a jury is going to find her guilty. It's Newark, New Jersey. I don't know if they will or not, but either way, it's great publicity for her. And it goes with the Democrats' whole talking point. Trump's a tyrant. Trump's a king. Blah, blah, blah. Da, da, da. Then in the other lane, you have the Democrats who are all vying to not be crazy people. And they want to try to break out and to be centrist. So today, John Fetterman was actually on America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer. And he said to Bill Hemmer a couple different things, but mainly he said, if you come to this country illegally, you should be deported. Now, that is a big change from where John Fetterman was just 5 minutes ago on the issue when he ran statewide in Pennsylvania. So even though I did not make it on America's Newsroom this morning, I got all the way up there and got bumped. It's OK. It happens. No big deal. But I did make it on last night on Ingram Engle with guest host Kayleigh McEnany, who did a great job. And I said Fetterman is pulling a con job on everybody, pulling a con job. This guy gets away with it because he wears the shorts and the hoodie. And so he makes everybody believe that he's completely normal and they don't take him very seriously. And then, you know, next thing you know, he's out there telling everybody, hey, I'm a centrist. I'm a centrist Democrat. And they believe him because they think he's honest because he wears shorts and hoodie. No, he's not sincere. He's not honest. He's playing you. He's playing everybody. Just like Cuomo is going to play everybody, like Newsom's playing everybody, this is what Democrats are going to do. It is the 1992 Bill Clinton lane, which has now become very, very full of Democrat candidates who want to pretend like they're a new kind of Democrat, a centrist. The question that I was asked last night was, okay, but Rich, what about all the crazies in the base? How do you get around them? How do you deal with them? Well, the way you get around them and you deal with them is the Democrat Party controls the entire process, which is what they do. They don't let the grassroots decide their candidate. You've seen that how many times now? You saw that in 2016 when John Fetterman's endorsed candidate Bernie Sanders lost because they rigged the primary to make sure Hillary Clinton would win. In 2020, when John Fetterman's endorsed candidate of Bernie Sanders was also knocked aside so that Joe Biden could become the Democrat nominee. And then in 2024, not a single Democrat primary voter. Think about this now. Not one voted for Kamala Harris to be the Democrat nominee for president of the United States. Vice president, but not president. Not a single Democrat primary voter voted for her to be president of the United States in the primary. So that's what the Democrat Party will do. What they'll do is they'll orchestrate all this and they'll maneuver all this so that whoever can do the best impression of a centrist, then that person will then be the one that the party lines up behind, and then goes and pretends to con job everybody. Fetterman gets away with it because of the shorts and the hoodie, and I'm serious about this. It's the whole goofball act. This guy went to Harvard. He comes from money. He's smart. He's a lot smarter than people give him credit for. But because of the shorts and the hoodie and the goofball slob thing, he gets away with it. Whereas Newsom, with the perfectly coiffed hair and the nice clothes, they know he's a slime ball and they can see this guy coming a mile away. That's the difference. So Fetterman's blue collar, working class, blue collar chops. But tell me how you go from being the guy who backed Bernie Sanders all these times and also who Bernie Sanders backed for Senate in, let's go back in the Wayback Machine now, all the way back to 2022, when Bernie Sanders was in Pennsylvania campaigning for John Fetterman. I know it's a long time ago, 2022. I know, long time ago. But tell me that that's just this guy has had such a change. No, he hasn't. He's seen the change in Pennsylvania. That's the difference. He knows that all the working collar people, the working class, blue collar guys and gals out there who work for a living with their hands in places like steel mills, who Fetterman used to court, they all voted for Trump. And they look at the Democrat Party now as a bunch of freaking clowns, because they are freaking clowns, quite frankly. And that's what they think. They think they're clowns. And so for John Fetterman, he knows better. He knows now that he's got to appeal to those people if he wants to survive. It's political survival for him. That's what it is. Political survival. He does not want to be in a position where he loses because voters in Pennsylvania turn around and go, you know, this party's nuts and you're part of this party. So he's doing everything he can to speak out against it which is why he goes on shows like America's Newsroom today and talks to Bill Hemmer and says, you know, this is crazy. And why he tells Bill Maher that his party's nuts, and why he tells anybody who will listen that the Democrat Party's nuts. Does he really believe that? I mean, sure, probably. But if the Democrat Party was nuts and it was popular, he'd probably be embracing the nuttery. That's what I mean. He's a politician. And like all these guys, you know, there's a reason why AOC is out there warning everybody against the love gov Andrew Cuomo, because she knows it. Andrew Cuomo is going to becomes mayor. He runs for president, and she doesn't want him as president because she wants to have somebody who's a true progressive believer in there. And that's somebody like her, or, well, really her. I mean, because at this point now, Bernie's too old. I mean, we were talking last night about the problems that Fetterman's having just in his marriage with his wife, who's now basically completely ghosted him. And maybe that's an act, too. You know, maybe that's also an act because she wants to be first lady one day. Don't rule out the idea that John Fetterman doesn't want to run for president, because I think he does. I think he absolutely does. And I think he thinks he can win. I think he wants to run for president. I think he thinks he can be president. I think he thinks, why not? He won Pennsylvania statewide. You win PA statewide, you win the White House, at least for now, at least until they redistrict and change the electoral map. And like all politicians who get to that level, they have massive egos and they think they can do anything they want. They think that they can achieve anything. So if you think about it, really, he's just becoming more Trumpian every day. He went from being Bernie Sanders to now trying to be more Donald Trump. He's doing whatever works to win. And he's also smart enough to know that all he has to do is just get the nomination, and then he can then worry about winning people as the centrist Democrat candidate in the general election. Don't get bogged down in the primary, because the Democrat Party elites, the establishment that run that party, they'll take care of the crazies for you. They'll make sure the crazies don't get to choose who the Democrat nominee is. They'll do you that solid. They'll do you that favor. They'll take care of that for you. And that's what Fetterman is banking on. So we'll get some of that audio for you in just a moment. In the meantime, the whole Iran thing and what's going on there, I have some audio for you of President Trump as this MAGA divide continues. And I'm curious, you know, what do you want to see happen in all this? Because he's meeting with his national security team. There's this big divide between people that support him saying we should have absolutely nothing to do with this, and others who are saying we need to be all in. Regime change. You had Lindsey Graham last night saying that on Sean Hannity's show. You know, we need regime change here. You've got people who are saying that the United States now needs to be fully invested in a war with Israel. Trump is the president is now saying we have complete control over the skies of Iran. So let me know what you think. You can weigh in on the YouTube chat. You can call the show 855-839-1210. You can tweet me at Rich Zeoli. Here is this is the reporter, asking on the president on Air Force One, you know, what are you looking for here with regards to Iran and Israel? What are you looking for? Cut number one.
Specifically is better than a ceasefire. What are you looking for here?
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that would be permanent.
Yeah, or giving up entirely.
Is that
okay too?
Are you closer? Are you possible? Is that possible in like 24?
Why not? Certainly possible. Complete give up. That's possible.
Okay. What about the idea of them having a nuclear weapon? Because Tulsi Gabbard had apparently said, although now Tulsi's saying she did say they were very close to having a nuclear weapon, but the president was asked that question on Air Force One, cut two.
But how close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having
it. All right. So apparently now, according to a Fox News report, Tulsi Gabbard was left out of a meeting to discuss Israel and Iran at Camp David on Sunday, June 8th. What Jennifer Griffin reported is the following, quote, as we learn more about what the president is thinking about further U.S. involvement to stop Iran's nuclear program, Peter Doocy is reporting that the president's top intelligence chief, Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, was not invited to Camp David on June 8th, where the intelligence and plans were being discussed. She was on National Guard duty at the time. But U.S. officials tell Peter she was never invited in the first place. Here is a flashback of the president saying you cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. You cannot let it happen because bad things will happen. This is from June of 2023. So the White House today put a series of flashbacks on X. And I think they're doing that because there's this criticism coming from people who are supporters of President Trump who are saying we need to stay out of this. This is not something we need to be getting involved in here. So I think the White House is proactively putting this out and saying to people, hey, we've always been saying this. The president has always been saying this. But yeah, this is getting ugly here. I mean, you know, the White House, a White House official is telling Fox News that strikes on Iran are on the table. So then what happens now is you've got people who are within the MAGA movement. And I'm giving you the analysis of this. So don't like read into the nuances or machinations. I'm not trying to speak in any coded language here. I'm analyzing this for you. There are people within, there are Trump supporters who are saying, look, you're being, there are people out there who are pressuring you to get involved in this war. Don't listen to them. And then you got other people in the MAGA movement who support the president are saying, you have people out there who are trying to convince you to let Iran have a nuclear weapon by not stopping them have a nuclear weapon. And then in that case, then that's not America first, because if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, Iran's going to blow us up. And so this is where the divide is, and this is where this battle is going on. And if you look at social media, it's freaking ugly. And I looked at a lot of this last night on the drive home from New York, and then again this morning on the drive up to New York, and then the car ride back to New York after I was bumped, because television is so glorious. I know you're very jealous and envious of that life. 3 hours up, 2 hours down for not a hit. And it's okay. It's the name of the game. But I'm just saying, it gave me a lot of time to read. So the president, so the White House on their Rapid Response 47X page put out all these various times the president said Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Let's start with cut number 6.
And that was a license for them to make nuclear weapons. And you cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. You cannot let it happen because bad things will happen if that happens. But
bad things will happen, the president said. Then he went on to say here, this is from October of 2023, cut number 7.
Don't let Iran have nuclear weapons. That's my only thing I have to tell you today. Don't let them have it. They would have never had them.
Okay, so those are on the campaign trail. Then on the day before the inauguration, this is from January 20th of 2024. So this was still during the campaign. He said, I don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. We're going to make a great deal and everybody's going to be happy. Cut number 8.
I just didn't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. I said, you know, we're going to make a great deal. Everybody's going to be happy. You're going to be rich as hell again. Everything's going to be great. But you cannot have a nuclear weapon.
And then finally, this one is the president saying the main thing is they can't have. This is from June of 2024. Cut number 9.
The main thing is Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. That was my main thing. The deal was a simple deal. Iran can't have a nuclear, it can't have a missile, can't have a nuclear missile. It cannot have that nuclear capability.
Okay. And then they put out a montage of the president insisting that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. Again, why is this being done? It's being done because of exactly what I'm telling you. There's this, the criticism that's out there right now and this big divide. Well, actually, let's back up. Let's back up to what the president said about Tucker Carlson, and then I'll read you what he said about Tucker Carlson on his Truth Social last night. Remember, Tucker Carlson spoke at the Republican National Convention. He and the president were pretty close, but he's been very outspoken, and he was on or had Steve Bannon on his podcast, or he was on Bannon's podcast. I don't know. One of them was on the other one's podcast, and they were going on about this and saying the president is being dragged into this by the pro-Israel faction, and they're not real MAGA, and that group is now going to hijack the president's presidency and ultimately destroy his presidency by getting us involved here in another Middle Eastern war. This is cut number 5.
They've been talking about this deal for 6 years, right?
6 years.
And he's done what they haven't been able to do. So he's done really a very good job.
Tucker Carlson,
I don't know what Tucker Carlson is saying. Let him go get a television network and say it so that people listen. Thank you.
There's that. So, all right. Now here's the latest. President on Truth Social a few hours ago. We know exactly where the so-called Supreme Leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but it is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Then he said, we now have total and complete control over the skies of Iran. Iran had good sky trackers and other defensive equipment and plenty of it, but it doesn't compare to American-made, conceived, and manufactured stuff. Nobody does it better than the good old USA. And then he went on to say, if I can find this here, let's see. Let's see. There's a lot on Truth Social here. He's taking shots at Macron and others, too. But he said the following. America first means many great things, including the fact that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Make America great again. And then this was the one. Somebody please explain to kooky Tucker Carlson that, and in all caps, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Okay? So that's where things stand right now. Here is the montage of the president saying that from the campaign trail, from his presidency, from various different things and press conferences, meetings and interviews. The White House put this out specifically to say, hey, look, we've always been consistent on this. We are not changing here. We're not pivoting. We're not shifting. This has been our message consistently from day number one. Cut 10.
And that was a license for them to make nuclear weapons. And you cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. You cannot let it happen because bad things will happen if that happens. Everybody stopped. They were ready to make a deal. We would have made a deal that was great for everybody. No nuclear weapons. You can't give them nuclear weapons. Now they're going to have a nuclear weapon. Don't let Iran have nuclear weapons. That's my only thing I have to tell you today. Don't let them have it. They would have never had them. Including Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. That's all. They can't have nuclear weapons. It's too destructive, too powerful. They can't have it. But I wanted to make a deal with them. No nuclear weapons. You can't have nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are the single greatest threat to this world, to the whole world. And Viktor Orban understands that, and some others do, too. I just don't want them to have a nuclear weapon. And they weren't going to have one. And they cannot have a nuclear weapon. That was the only thing. The one thing I said, you cannot have. I just didn't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. I said, you know, we're going to make a great deal. Everybody's going to be happy. You're going to be rich as hell again. Everything's going to be great. But you cannot have a nuclear weapon.
All right, let me jump in here for a second here. So Tucker Carlson has not responded to what President Trump said, although he and his with Steve Bannon yesterday when it took shots at a lot of people who, you know, they claim to be MAGA who are not really MAGA. Mark Levin, who hates Tucker Carlson in a big, big way, who has a nickname for him, he tweeted out yesterday the picture of Trump's Truth Social saying that kooky Tucker Carlson, and then he followed that up by saying he calls him Chatsworth Catarlson. And this is what he wrote. This is what Mark Levin wrote. Chatsworth Catarlson was far worse than an ever-Trumper, far worse than a Donald Trump critic. His pure hate for the man as a human being was unhinged, abnormal, poisonous, as you can read yourself below. Those perverse and deeply troubling public impulses appear to have resurfaced. Disagreements with and criticism of any president are fair game. Hard-fought primaries can cause things to be said that people regret, but this below is much different. It seems evidence of something dark and troubling, a real malady, together with his weird nervous laugh, promotion of anti-Semites, attraction to Putin. There is something way off. And he links to a Slate article where I guess it goes on to the point that Tucker apparently one time was on text messages taking shots at Donald Trump. All right. So as you can see, break out the popcorn, kids, because it's getting very, very ugly and interesting and all these things. And then and that's just the internal stuff, not counting all the stuff that's happening in the Middle East, which the United States is now making a point of letting Iran know we have these bunker buster bombs. We know where the supreme leader is, and we can drop one of these bunker busters on and kill him and blow him up. And, you know, they're making that point very, very clear and very, very loud. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, has offered up some of his thoughts on this. President Trump was not interested in the least in what President Macron had to say. And given the fact that his wife, you know, B-slapped him in public, you can kind of sort of understand why. But the president said, let's see if I could find this one for you. Like I said, this is all kind of crazy stuff here that's happening. He said, publicity seeking President Emmanuel Macron of France mistakenly said that I left the G7 summit in Canada to go back to D.C. to work on a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Wrong. He has no idea why I'm now on my way to Washington, but it certainly has nothing to do with a ceasefire. Much bigger than that, whether purposely or not, Emmanuel always gets it wrong. Stay tuned. Then the president put out the following a few moments ago. He said this, if I can find that too, let's see here. Okay. Sorry, there's just a lot coming at us here. Unconditional surrender in all caps, meaning he wants Iran to unconditionally surrender. That's what he's saying, and that's what he's demanding right now. Unconditional surrender to Iran. So what do you think? What do you think of all this? What do you think of what's going to happen? What's your sense? He said, quote, I have not reached out to Iran for peace talks in any way, shape or form. This is just more highly fabricated fake news. If they want to talk, they know how to reach me. They should have taken the deal that was on the table, would have saved a lot of lives. All right. So give me your thoughts as we get started today and strap in, kids, because the IDF is now saying that they killed Iran's most senior military commander. And as we speak, the president is meeting with his national security team. And like I said to you, if for any reason he speaks or they take questions or anything like that, we will certainly drop whatever it is we're doing and break in, because God knows that that's what they've been doing at all the big networks. Trust me, I know this. They'll bump anybody they need to go right to this story, which they should. Hey, look, it's the biggest story in the world, obviously. Are we on the precipice of World War III or not? People want to know. Certainly matters a lot more than what I have to say, apparently. Anyway, all right, listen, Tri-County Auto, they're great. And you know what? American-made, baby. President is right. American-made stuff is fantastic. But in this case, we're talking about cars. Great cars from a great local dealership. Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram come in this month for employee pricing. Plus, you get employee pricing on your favorite vehicles all month long. Right now, during the Jeep Tops Off sales event, you can lease a 2025 Jeep Compass Limited for only $420 a month for 42 months. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease for $459 a month for 42 months. So hurry in. These offers won't last long. Stop into their showroom today or visit them online at tricountycdjr.com to see more. And it's great to drive American, and it's great to support this wonderful local dealership that's right off of Route 422. Easy to get to. And great people. Brian Krieger, his wife Cheryl, the whole team over there. Excellent, excellent. They're going to take great care of you. Trustworthy people, honest people. And they back our show. They back what we do. And you get to drive American. You know, there's a provision in the One Big Beautiful Bill, which everybody seems to have forgotten about, but that's still being debated on Capitol Hill, that would allow you to deduct the interest on your car loan if you buy a car that's made in America. Well, Tri-County, tricounty.com. These are American-made cars, baby. Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Get employee pricing plus all month long. Go see them today. Good people. They'll take great care of you. These are our kind of people. Tri-County.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A lot of TNT and nuclear weapons, atomic weapons, obviously. No doubt about that. Anyway, trying to be lighthearted about all this as we're waiting to hear if there's going to be an announcement from the president and the national security team. I'm taking a little Tylenol too. I got a banger of a headache for some reason. And there's lots of reaction from lawmakers. You heard Senator Rand Paul. He said that the president has used diplomacy in the past, and he's hoping for that now. You have Lindsey Graham, and we'll play the clip in a minute. He's calling, and he just said to John Roberts on Fox News a short time ago today, he wants regime change, is what he wants to happen here. And the president, on the other hand, is saying that he's not in too much of a good mood to negotiate. So that's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. And yes, he confirmed with me today. I do have an appointment with him this week. So thanks, Doc, for confirming. And I appreciate that. I look forward to getting my checkup. I got to talk to him, too, because I got a little thing. I got a little space in my teeth where I keep getting food stuck. And that's annoying. I got to get that, you know, because I got to floss. You know, when you're on the road, you don't have a flosser. Yeah, right. You got to use those pick things. And you know, they don't always have one. That's awkward. But for me, the biggest thing is that when you eat and you get something stuck in your teeth, and it's not that somebody can see it, which I always think etiquette dictates that if you know somebody has something in your teeth, you damn well better say something to them about it. I'm sorry, but I'm of that belief. You got to say that. Or what you do, this is a little pro tip too. If you're on a TV set and you're sitting next to Breonna Lyman, who was on the set with me last night for Ingram Engel, right as they are about to go on air, I mean, literally as they go, we're coming back in 10, you nudge her and you go, got something right here in your teeth. And then you totally freak her out. And then you control the panel that way. And then you dominate the panel. And it's an evil, evil, evil trick. But it works every time. All right? So just a pro tip for you, if you're ever on a panel with somebody on TV, but you got to be next to them to be able to do it. Just go like, just nudge him and just go, got something right here. And they go, oh, just kidding. I didn't do that to her that time. I've done it 2 other times, but not yesterday. we weren't sitting close enough. Anyway, president is not in much of a mood to negotiate. That's for damn sure. Cut number three.
Are you open to negotiating with the Iranians right now, or do you want to wait?
I don't know. I've been negotiating. I told them to do the deal. They should have done the deal. The cities have been blown to pieces. I've lost a lot of people. They should have done the deal. I told them, do the deal. So I don't know. I'm not too much in a mood to negotiate now.
All right. So then last night, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, went on Jesse Waters' show and talked to him about. So this is kind of what happened yesterday. All right. My show ended and then there was kind of a lull and I was getting ready to go on. And then like 5 seconds before we went on, there's breaking news that the president is leaving the G7. And I turned to Brianna and I said, oh, we're getting bumped. No doubt about it. We're getting bumped. We didn't get bumped, shockingly enough, but that changed everything for the rest of the night. The coverage immediately shifted towards the president leaving the G7 and what could be happening next. And then shortly after that is when the president called on Iran for their unconditional surrender. So the defense, so then everybody changed their programming last night, as you can imagine. And Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, went on with Jesse Waters, and this is what he said. And again, this happened like right after that breaking news came out. Cut number 11.
So you're going to be in the Situation Room pretty soon with the president. Is he still aiming for a nuclear deal with the Iranians?
Of course. The president's, as he said today, his position has not changed. What you're watching in real time is peace through strength and America first. Our job is to be strong. We are postured defensively in the region to be strong in pursuit of a peace deal. And we certainly hope that's what happens here. And America first means we're going to defend American personnel and American interests. So when you see jets and you see air defense assets and counter UAS assets, that's because my job as the Secretary of Defense is to ensure that our people are safe and that we're strong so that we can set the conditions for a deal. And President Trump's made it clear it's on the table. The question is whether Iran will take it.
All right. So the deal is still on the table, but all options are on the table from what it sounds like. What does that look like?
What it looks like right now is we're vigilant. We're prepared. And we've messaged consistently from the beginning that we're in the region to defend our people and our assets. And Israel took an action out of self-defense. We believe that Iran, as president has said from the beginning, should not have a nuclear weapon. That position hasn't changed. They can give it up peacefully. That position hasn't changed. And as a result, right now, we've got assets in the region and we're going to defend them. And we're going to be strong in the process. So people are reading into a lot of aspects right now. We're strong. We're prepared. We're defensive. And President Trump hopes there can be peace. All right.
Okay. All right. So let's hope there is peace. Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat, suggests he might support the United States helping Israel hit Iran to take out its underground nuclear facilities, but insists he'd rather see a deal made through negotiations. Then I'll tell you what Senator Lindsey Graham said. And again, the breaking news is the president saying he won't take out the Ayatollah for now. Cut 14.
Would you support if the U.S. decided to strike Iran directly, even if U.S. forces have not been attacked, in order to try to actually eliminate the plant at Fordo and Natanz?
I mean, you know, I would like to see Iran's nuclear capability to be completely disarmed. It is a tough problem. You would have to hit those facilities, the underground facilities, with GBU-57s. You know, the massive ordnance penetrator. It's a 5,000-pound weapon. The Israelis, not only do they not have the weapon, they don't have the ability to deliver it, even if they did have it, you know, at this point. So, Anderson, this is a complicated problem. I think it's going to be hard. Even once you try to strike something that's underground, they can rebuild it. You know, my view on this is, ultimately, if you wanted to completely eliminate the ability for them to get to, someday down the line, get to a nuclear weapon, you'd have to remove the uranium-235, the uranium hexafluoride gas, which is what you first put into the centrifuges. You'd have to destroy all the centrifuges. That would take a capability that, in my view, the Israelis currently do not have. I don't want to see this escalate. I think maybe there's a scenario, you know, here in the next couple days, or maybe in a week or so, that the Iranians would agree to come to some sort of negotiated settlement to get
and
us
then
back.
Hopefully there'll be a settlement, but we'll see if that happens. Lindsey Graham telling John Roberts, we have that one, Matt, just a short time ago. He wants to see regime change. And look, you know, Lindsey has always wanted war with Iran. He's been in that camp for a very, very long time. Lindsey Graham, John McCain before him, these guys have long advocated for this. So it's not too surprising coming from Lindsey, but he said this a short time ago. And obviously, you know, he's in the room with a lot of these people right now driving these decisions. So let me know what you think of this. Take a listen.
Security Council may be to decide whether or not the U.S. does dispatch B-2 bombers to take down the enrichment facility at Fordow. You believe firmly that the president should decide in the affirmative on that?
Well, I've said from the very beginning it is in our national security interest to make sure Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon. They're an existential threat to our friends in Israel. They really do mean death to Israel, but they also mean death to America. There's no doubt in my mind that if the Ayatollah had a nuclear weapon, he would use it to destroy Israel as part of his religious agenda. His religious agenda includes purifying Islam, going after Sunni Saudi Arabia, destroying the Jewish state, and coming after us because we're infidels. He is literally a religious Nazi. So it is my belief that President Trump understands the threat the Ayatollah presents to us, not just Israel, and that he will, at the end of the day, help Israel finish the job. And that will require, I think, weapons that Israel doesn't possess and maybe joint military operations.
Now, Lindsey Graham has always wanted this. Obviously, that's no doubt about that. What do you think? What do you want to see happen here? I really would love to get your take on this. So give me a buzz, 855-839-1210, and let me know what you think in terms of where you want to see all this go and what do you think is going to happen? Because it really is interesting within MAGA how this is all unfolding. Now, I'll tell you this much, and I think this is true. There's no doubt in my mind there's an element of we got to trust Trump here, and the tough talk that he's doing is meant to get Iran to surrender. And if he does anything other than show a tough posture, that will never happen. But that he doesn't want to drag the United States into another long protracted war. That's how I view it. My take on this is that. Okay, my take on that is that he is talking, because it's the only way to do it is to talk very, very tough, show a lot of force, but we're not going to get dragged into another Middle Eastern long war here. The asterisk to that announcement is that I do believe there are people who have the president's ear who want us to get involved in another long Middle Eastern war. And they, I don't think, have the ability to persuade him or convince him, but I certainly think they're going to, as long as they're out there saying these things and having these platforms, then it's certainly going to give Israel the green light to keep doing whatever it wants to keep doing. And then does that result then in peace, or does that result in this conflict escalating even further? I don't know. I want to hope, I want to be optimistic that Iran folds. That's what I want to, I want to be optimistic about that. We said yesterday we're not for regime change. Now we're saying we may kill the Ayatollah or the Supreme Leader, whatever his name is. But yeah, the Ayatollah, right? So I don't know. I'm going to go with the whole, because I want to be optimistic here. I'm going to go with the whole, let's scare the bejesus out of them and then have Iran surrender. And then this ends with them coming to the table and saying, all right, we'll get nuclear enrichment. We won't get a bomb. But that means we have to tell Israel to back down. I don't know if Israel is going to back down, because it seems like at this point, Netanyahu seems like he's hell-bent on just get rid of this guy. You know what I mean? And so that's where we're looking at this moment. Now, this is all subject to change. And I mean, when I say subject to change, we got 3 hours of show left. This could be an entirely different show before we get off the air today. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say like, I'm not going to pull a John McCain and start singing bomb, 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 Moran. I don't think it's good for anybody. I also don't want to start acting like I think Trump is just going to be hypnotized and mind controlled by warmongers like Lindsey Graham either. So I'm going to be optimistic here and hope that the bluster is designed to end this thing very, very quickly, because I don't want to see us, obviously, get bogged down in another long war in the Middle East. And I think bombing Iran could have major serious repercussions that we just don't know. When we took out Saddam Hussein, well, that opened up a real, obviously, that was a cluster F of the utmost degree, what unfolded after that, which is the reason why Trump was against it in the first place. The Situation Room meeting has ended. We'll see what updates come out of that as the show goes on today. We'll keep you posted and updated as breaking audio comes out. Matt DeSantis is tasked today with following the breaking audio for me, please, as it comes out. Justin will be manning the phones to take your calls and your thoughts on this. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Now, listen, I want to tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, because no matter what, you got to be able to defend yourself, your family, your freedom, your liberty. That's what Bob's is all about. What I'm really excited about is that they got their big sale coming up in June, and they're 60 years in business next week. 60 years in business. Bob and their staff, June 24th through the 28th, there are going to be specials throughout the store. Bob's will have a limited number of very special commemorative Henry rifles for sale. So get in to check out their incredible inventory and this milestone event of 60 years in business being celebrated all during June. The special week of sales from June 24th through June 28th. Military discounts as well. Just visit bobslittlesportshop.com for more details and come see them at 316 Delcy Drive North in Glassboro. They're open daily, Tuesday through Saturday. And bobslittlesportshop.com is where you can go and get all this right now and see their wonderful selection. They got great people there. And I've always loved Bob's from the day, all those days of Bob reading the poems on the show, on the station, you know? And I've always wanted them to endorse this show, and I'm really happy that Wendy and Wayne and all the great owners there, the great family behind Bob's, they're there for us, and they're celebrating 60 incredible years. 60 years of being in business as a gun store in New Jersey, man, that's not easy. How do you do it? You do it because you handle it the right way. And that's why they got training, classes, they got a range, an incredible selection, and incredible people. So go visit them today, bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay. So, Starman waiting in the sky, and we'll see if there's World War III on the horizon. We're going to take a very quick turnaround here, but I just want to let you know, we're monitoring all this. We've got breaking news. It's just going to be one of those days. I don't know what to tell you. You know, that's the thing about Afternoon Drive and the Trump administration. The show is just an evolving show, and that's just the way it goes. So, you know, gone are the days where you have a laid-back show about pizza toppings. Although, we'll find a way somehow to maybe, you know, I don't know, find a way to talk about pizza toppings, or at least what movie's better than the next. But I do want to remind you, Friday, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, at 3 p.m., the next governor of New Jersey, Jack Ciattarelli, will be our very first guest that day on this coming Friday. We've got great guests and great specials. It's going to be a lot of fun. So quick turnaround, coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.